advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
You say funny things.
Hi, people.
Hi.
How are you, neighbor?
Comments are broke. I'm good. How are you, sir?
Good. What comments?
On there, you can't see them, but I can see them here.
That's good.
What comments are you talking about?
I don't know.
What's going on?
Nothing.
So here, okay. So this, I want to get clarification. This episode isn't a normal episode.
I was going to bring it up earlier, actually.
But no, it is. It is a normal episode. We're recording.
Well, now I'm extra fucked.
Well, no, because, well, here's the thing, though. This isn't a normal episode, and it isn't a normal, not a normal episode.
Hmm. So it's not a normal episode, but it's not, it's an abnormal episode?
It's not even a not normal episode? It's an abnormal, not a normal episode.
Okay. This isn't even my glass.
Exactly.
I don't even know where this came from.
Who are you?
Did we have these before?
What the fuck? So, Wait a minute. Yeah.
Who are you?
Who?
I usually do this by myself.
No.
That's jerking off you're thinking of. You were thinking of jerking off.
Yeah, but I have the camera.
Right, that's jerking off.
Yeah. You jerk off. It's the phone. It can be a camera, too. You usually aren't looking at yourself.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know. Because you're doing it by yourself.
You got me. Yeah. I didn't even know.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah. I was like, who's this sexy guy? Is he going to take his shirt off?
I don't know.
Like, you want to see his quato?
I can't see Trevor.
No, the guy on my screen.
Oh, okay.
He looks like you.
He does.
Yeah.
He does. I was impressed.
Ryan Reynolds, Brad, whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So in a not
very strange,
in a not normal episode, we answer questions that were submitted by listeners. But in this episode, we answer questions that were submitted by listeners, but we answer fewer of them.
Oh yeah.
Because this is a shorter bonus.
I don't want to be here. Right. I don't want to be here, but I'm still doing it.
Yes, you are. Which, hats off.
Yeah, I don't care.
I just posted live bitches and I don't even know why.
Live bitches?
Yeah, live bitches.
Oh, I guess we're live bitches.
Yeah.
So should we get into the question?
Sure.
What does that mean?
Okay. So questions. We have a question from Nicole Smith Bosch.
Bitch.
She asks, and then she gives us the information we need to answer the question, which I'm glad is a good footnote.
It's clarifications.
Yes. She says, which one of the seven deadliest sins do you think you fall prey to or indulge in most often? And then she gives us a list.
Mm-hmm.
Pride, greed,
lust,
envy, gluttony, wrath, or sloth.
Murder.
That's not one.
No, that isn't one.
I don't really envy anyone.
No.
Lustful?
Not proudful. I'm not greedy.
I guess, how bad's like sloth? I'm not gluttonous.
I'm going with sloth, 100%.
Being slow? Was that lazy?
No, I just mean being lazy.
Lazy,
but I don't feel like I consider myself lazy.
I'm not lazy.
I want to be.
Because
I don't like to leave my house, and if I'm at home, I would rather just sit in bed all day.
Probably.
This is my question. How long can you just sit in bed?
Not.
Fucking none.
No.
Yeah, I could do it. I could do it for a week.
I don't even want to go to sleep.
Like, I could do it for a week. I could just sit in bed. I'd be happy.
What was the other one? Murder?
No. Murder is not one.
Murder
didn't That's
make
what
the
you
list.
Want it to be. Pride, greed, lust, envy, gluttony, wrath, and sloth.
What's wrath? It's fucking... You're
fucking angry.
Probably wrath then for me.
Yeah, it's got
to
be wrath.
Is that the closest to murder?
Yeah. Murder would be an offshoot of wrath.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll go with lust.
Wrath causes the murder.
Lust?
I don't know.
You lust after...
I want it all the time. I never don't
lust.
Want it.
Okay, well, after we'll being... You can lust after different things,
other things,
not just people.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll just leave it at that. We'll just say lust.
Right.
Next.
I'm looking. I was thinking about my... So Brent has become fascinated with my meditation moment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That I do before
I do that,
show.
But I take a huge breath and just blow out. And the people are like, what was that?
I'm
like...
This shit just makes me sleepy, though. The meditation. See, I feel myself calming. Even when you're talking, I can feel it.
I think about the Green Mile. You remember that scene from the Green Mile where he like blows all the bad stuff out?
Mm-hmm.
That's really what I do. I like take a huge deep breath and I'm just like, that shit the fuck out of here.
Here's the thing, like, it's not meditating. When I meditate, it relaxes me. This is like it sounds cheesy to say it, but I'm like finding my chi.
Hmm.
I'm like finding my center and like re-energizing myself by finding
the
center.
There you are.
And then I realized that
how you doing, little buddy?
Perhaps like Iron Fist, if you've read the comic or watched the Netflix show.
That show sucks.
He focuses his chi and his hand glows orange.
That show's weak.
I'm just saying.
I tried to watch it.
I focus my chi.
And your crotch glows orange.
Exactly.
You've never seen One Punch Man?
No, you've talked about One Punch. Yeah, I don't know if you talked about it on the show, but you told me about it. I might have to watch it. Anyway, but I found my phone. I was curious because...
Where the fuck is this going?
I was just curious because at the end of the last episode, which will be tomorrow's episode if you're a fuckface peasant, you tried to do it and it seemed like you just made you sleepy.
Yeah, it made me sleepy.
That's all I was curious about.
My daughter's calling.
Okay. Kara Pfeiffer says... Why isn't Dave Moten teaching a class about World War II instead of English? He was so enthusiastic about getting started on the Stalingrad episode. I was shocked that there wasn't 15 full minutes of bullshit first. Dave plus World War II equals fucking go time.
I thought about this today, actually. It came through my head to think like, you know what? Like Dave is really good at what he does on the podcast because he's a teacher and a public speaker. And I was like, why doesn't Dave teach history? Like we are fucking covering a shit ton of history topics and you seem to sort of love history, but you did English.
I don't really love, I started as history and archaeology. Like
but orange Indiana Jones.
Yeah, exactly. Like, but within the first quarter of school, the professors I had were so fucking God awful, tedious and boring. I realized I was never going to survive a college degree,
you would do it different though. You would be Dave.
That is why I don't, because I had a stream of shitty teachers. And then coming off of that quarter, I took a semester or a quarter where I had a ton of really awesome teachers and they all taught English.
I'm not a correctional officer because my instructor took his family hostage. Thank God.
What?
Yeah. Like,
wait.
I went through Corrections Academy and like right after I graduated, like my favorite instructor, like the coolest teacher, took his family hostage and held the SWAT team at bay for like 24 hours or something.
The fuck?
Yeah. He was like an LAPD officer for years. And that then happens. He went into the corrections system. And then he was my instructor. Yeah, and he fucking snapped. And then I was like, I don't know if that's for me. It was questionable the whole time. I was like, I don't know that I want to do that shit. I don't know if I'd be in that environment.
I always liked history. I had a really good eighth grade history teacher. That was the only good history teacher I had. But I'm not book smart, so I couldn't be a history teacher.
Right. Yeah, I'm not. Thing is, I'm not that into history. I'm just into World War II.
Would they let you teach a class on World War II? Like if that was that's not a class, that World War II.
I mean, it depends on your institution. Like if you were like at a community college, you're probably never going to do that. But if you were at a 4-year institution, you could probably
jump around,
throw that into the curriculum and do a World War II.
So you could nerd out and like talk at some place at a World War II symposium.
Mm-hmm. Like a bunch of old people.
Actually, the tanks.
Bunch of veterans. Mm-hmm. All there.
That sounds horrible.
Sounds awesome.
I thought so. That's what I was wondering. Does that sound
so good? J.C. Russell asks, why don't you ever answer my questions? Margaret Humbrett asks, if you could add one famous person to your podcast, who would you choose and what do you think they'd add to your dynamic?
After the Mike Tyson episode, Mike Tyson.
Oh,
that would be sick.
That'd be funny. Sick.
I might just have to stay with
except
that.
We couldn't do the accent. We couldn't make fun of him.
Maybe we could.
Yeah, well, maybe. Yeah. Maybe if he was on Skype. Like, I'm not doing that.
I'd have to step down from my position as pigeon father, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. He's got a pigeon. Because even
there'd be a bunch of cool people.
Yeah. I would.
Oprah, because she'd give us free shit.
Oh, that's true. She would give us free shit.
She'd feel really bad about our dwellings here.
What's his name? Jeff Goldblum. Right now, I'd probably go with Jeff Goldblum.
Dude, I watched the weirdest Jeff Goldblum video. Fantastic. Did you watch that one where he's doing those breathing things on the microphone, sitting at a piano?
No.
He like does a whole speech while reading a musical fucking, like he looks at a sheet music and he like reads the sentence that he's about to say about some guy to a musical sheet or something fucking weird. He's a strange dude.
Yeah, it's very strange.
My kid loves Jeff Goldblum though.
Just watch Jurassic Park. Just go Google some fucking Jeff Goldblum interviews on Conan and you're just
or
gonna, like
that one I've been watching. Weirdness. What's the Scottish guy? The one I said, Ferguson or whatever.
Craig Ferguson.
There's a reel of like 9 Jeff Goldblum interviews on Craig Ferguson interviews. And it's great. Yeah.
Ferguson's funny.
Yeah he was good. Fucking fantastic. Although I think I'm going to change my answer to Michael Winslow.
Is he alive?
Yeah.
I might want Urkel then. Have Urkel on here, bring him back.
Good.
We should have Keanu Reeves.
I think Michael Winslow, for those who don't know, is the awesome guy from Police Academy who makes all the sound effects.
I think, yeah.
Because then he
you're
would just,
of
I don't
Winslow.
Give a,
you're thinking of
I don't Winslow. Give a fuck if he says anything. I just want him here because then
I thought Urkel's
every time,
dad. I was thinking about the guy from fucking Die Hard.
That's not Urkel's dad. That's the neighbor.
Is that the neighbor?
Yeah.
They all have boxing gloves. I can't tell.
You were going to say they're all black.
Yeah. No, they're all wearing red boxing gloves. I can't tell them apart.
They're all explosive and athletic, except for the cop.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. Did you see the Key and Peele skit with Urkel in it?
No. Dude, I've seen a ton. I love them, though.
Have you seen
the airplane
that?
One?
It's so
I showed
good.
Brad the airplane one.
It's funny.
Yeah, oh, my good. God. The Key and Peele. Yeah.
Have you seen one where they talk about they're trying to hide from their wives? He's like, I told that bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bitch.
I said, bitch.
Oh, it's
yeah.
good. Yeah.
Good stuff.
I'm doing it no justice. Go watch it.
I'll have to watch it. Yeah. Renee Vanetta Flowers has a 3-part question.
Mm. We don't have time for that.
Okay. Alita Rambi says, what are your favorite documentaries?
I used to be really into documentaries and
I
don't
fight,
do it so
like
much
fight
more.
Fight Club.
Yeah.
Like Snatch.
Those aren't documentaries.
Sure they are.
The Wizards of Waverly Place.
No, that's not a documentary. That's a TV show. Come on, Brent.
I used to like them, but they're so one-sided, biased, like point of view that I realize
it's really hard to find a documentary that's like, mm-hmm. like just neutral.
Forever,
and gives
to,
you information.
I used to love Loose Change.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah, the 9/11 doc. But
some of my
like
of my favorite
revisions.
Documentaries have been like graffiti documentaries, like on like Banksy and stuff. Like it's not really a side to it. You know right. what I mean? It's not saying like graffiti's good or bad, but it's just about like street art. There's, I think some of those are super cool.
There's one I fall asleep to every night and it's the fucking weirdest thing. I just type like ancient Egypt or something.
Yeah,
ancient. And I never quite land on the right one. There's like 3 variations of it. But the 2 major ones that I find is there's like a British woman narrating it. And then there's a guy narrating it. And then there's and it's like the same verbiage, the same interviews with the same people about the same
just
stuff, slightly
different
worded different. And they fucking like re-narrated it with 3 different companies or something weird. It's the strangest thing. Hmm. It starts out with these fucking big stork crane birds. So if you find that, you found the video, but it's great. I don't know. I fall asleep to that every night.
I like watching National Geographic, like documentaries, animal or yeah. earth documentaries, like on Earth, like Planet Earth and stuff. Those are super cool.
Planet Earth is badass, actually. Yeah.
It's a little bit older at this point, but I think the documentary that probably had the most impact on me was a documentary called The Corporation, which is based on a book called
it's
The Corporation
very
biased. By Joel Bakken. And it's basically an exploration on the power that corporations have. And it's pretty,
that's very biased,
pretty interesting
documentary.
It is
very one-sided.
Very one-sided.
Yeah.
There's probably some really nice rich white men playing golf, trying to take over the world. Just you know,
they're just people too.
Yeah.
I mean, does it look at that angle?
They show up to Bohemian Grove and they're like really surprised.
Exactly. They pee on trees.
They're like, why is everyone peeing on trees?
They just want to feel like everybody else.
Right.
Yeah. How did Hitler get here?
Yeah.
Next question. This is from Joe Falcon.
I haven't seen him in a while. Old Redbeard.
Never seen him.
Yeah.
He says.
You haven't met him? You didn't meet him, huh?
I think it was Brad who made cream of wheat lumpy. How did you make it lumpy? It's the only way I liked it growing up.
He learned that from my mom because my mom used to fuck it up since they hang out.
And she likes it lumpy when I give it to her. So.
I set up my own like mom jokes. It's great. I line it up.
It just happens.
Well, I lock the door on the way out when he shows up. I'm like, yeah, I got you. I'll lock the door.
Get on out of here. Get your measurements, whatever you want, your water to, you know, cream of wheat ratio.
Just don't stir it, right?
Yeah, no, it's kind of, no, you stir it, but you basically bring the water to boil, and then you have your cup of, you know, your measurement of your cream of wheat, third cup, whatever, however much you're making. And don't, if you pour it in slow, it won't really clump. So what I do is I just kind of pour it in.
Into the boiling
water. Yeah, into the boiling water, but you make like different dips in it. So like you pour a little bit in one area, pour like a little dumplings. Bit in another. Yeah, kind of like dumplings, and then go ahead and start chopping it up and breaking it up. Like you let it set there for just a second. Like it don't take long for it to clump. And then you just, it's like cat litter. You know what I mean? Once the cat pisses in it, it starts clumping.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is. So, and then you just start stirring it up.
I like my the lumps will be there. Like I like my cat litter.
Yeah.
Lumpy.
Yeah, lumpy.
Clumping.
My kids like it. My kids like it lumpy. Like they just grew up with it. They like the lumps. They fight over the lumps. If somebody has a bigger lump, they get mad. So sometimes the lumps get big, and that's okay. You just chop them up and they, you know, get them as small as you want them, and that's it. I made creamy wheat one time and I was fucking angry. I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was the weather or what, but I did it just like normal.
Came out perfect.
And it came out fucking just smooth as fucking butter, dude. And I was like, this is some bullshit. I threw it away.
Was it like ghetto horrible. Cream of wheat?
No, it was just, I'd only buy the red. Yeah, you don't buy, don't buy the minute cream of wheat either. Right. It's got to be the original.
Oh, maybe that's what's
cream
up.
Of wheat.
Because, you know,
you can't use I'm the instant. Old.
There was probably no instant cream of wheat. My mom was making me cream of wheat.
Yeah, what do you put in the cream of wheat for flavor?
Sugar and butter.
White sugar,
just cane sugar. And how you do that to get it to the perfect, which is probably too sweet for Brent, but you just cover the top with a thin layer of sugar, like not a lot. No, it's not a lot. It's just, you just sprinkle it over the top of it. And then you pat a butter and then you could put a little bit of milk in it if you need to.
I just put butter and like a little bit of salt.
Yeah. You could put salt in it too, but sugar. No sugar. Yeah. Sugar's gotta be in
there. I agree. Like brown sugar is fucking amazing in there.
You can put brown sugar.
Yeah. But I
do a little bit of honey or something too. Yeah. But yeah, I do a little bit of sugar, butter, and you can add a little bit of milk if you want to make it a little creamier. And you can make it with milk, instead of water.
You can have cream wheat, right, with margarine?
I do not like cream of wheat.
Do you like malt oatmeal?
Never had malt oatmeal.
Really? It's like grits. Like, it's like grits.
It's like cream of wheat, but it's like there's that malt flavor to it, I guess.
No, it's just malt oatmeal. It's just a brand. It's cream of wheat.
It's different than cream of wheat. It tastes
different. Yeah, it does taste different. It's definitely not as good. You got to get the cream of wheat, the black dude on the box.
I do like the black dude on the box.
Yeah. I'm a big oatmeal fan. I'm not a big
fan. You like black box too.
Fan.
But I like, and see, oatmeal, I'll only eat oatmeal. I won't eat instant oatmeal.
Yeah, you got to boil it, do the whole thing.
Yeah, it takes fucking way too long.
It does. Takes a minute.
I want to know who they're fooling with instant packs of oatmeal. Like, who only eats the single pack of oatmeal? It's like,
you got to have like three of them. You got to open up three of them.
You got to do three of them.
Yeah, that's exactly three right.
Unless
packs.
You plan on drinking your oatmeal and putting a fucking ton of water in there, that's not going to work. Yeah.
Kids.
It's for servings. It's like, oh, well, serving size only has this many calories. We didn't know you were going to eat four.
Yeah.
Right. Paul Gulliver says, Dave, I hear you are boring. Your favorite apps is contacts. Is this true? Yes.
He scrolls through them.
And no.
He's all Connie, Susie, Jim. Oh, I haven't talked to him in a while. Yeah, just accidentally texting him.
I am very boring, and contacts is not my favorite app.
What's your favorite app?
The sleeping app. The one with the fucking stars.
That's like probably, it's episode 10 shit right there.
Probably Fun Run.
Fun Run.
Still?
It's probably the app.
Weren't you mad? Like you invited a bunch of people to a new game and no one showed up?
No, everybody shows up on Fun Run.
There was a new one you said.
SimCity.
Yeah. Not very much participation.
Well, it sucks. Trickier because you have to be like higher level to join a clan in SimCity.
You did that on purpose because they can't even step to you.
Well, you have to join. You have to do that in Fun Run, but like you get there really quickly. But with SimCity, you got to kind of put in some time to reach the point where you can join with other people.
I heard you laid down the hammer in Fun Run and kicked some dude out.
Oh, yeah, I let him back though.
Oh, you let him back in?
Yeah.
He's good now?
Yeah, you out.
He's very active participant.
Last question.
This is from Glenn Brewer. What is your favorite horror movie? I'm going to say John Carpenter's The Thing. Great fucking movie.
I'm going to say the one that's I have too many. I'm going to say the one that I like the feel of the best is probably House of a Thousand Corpses.
I'm going to say Wizard of Oz. The monkey part scared the fuck out of me. That's what I got. Yeah,
I like the way that there's ways certain movies are filmed that I really like. Another movie that's really good is The Strangers, because that one's kind of like real life. Like Brent would love it. Watch The Strangers.
I probably won't. You'll have you seen it. The new one with the guy with Jim from The Office that's supposed to come out?
Oh, it's supposed to be really good.
It's a horror movie.
The preview looks good. I actually thought about watching it because it doesn't seem like it's gore. It just seems scary as fuck.
Watch The Strangers. That's what I'm saying.
I actually watched something scary the other day and like probably not scary to normal people, but
The Strangers are where it's like they go around knocking on doors. Somebody opens it up and then they start fucking with them. Like it's like real life, but it doesn't get gory till
the tap on glass
very end, and it's not even really that gory. So yeah, it's the Skinwalker status. Mm. So that's it.
You guys gotta
go.
All right.
Techo, blah, blah, blah. You could Techo, buy it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thanks everybody.
All right. Shout out. This was a normal episode. We'll be back. We'll do a non-normal episode.
This was not a normal episode.
It's not a normal, but it was a normal episode.
No. It felt normal. It felt shorter than normal, like maybe shorter than not normal.
It was shorter than our not normal episodes, which is shorter than our normal episodes. Yeah.
I don't know. It's pretty long. Still like 20 minutes. Anyway, the ending song on this is Don't Be a Retard.
Yeah, I'm a young prophet. Ideas are my deposits. Brinks truck synced up when my thoughts fuck pockets. But I can't take them with me. I guess lungs are the new wallets. No one's talking straight to shooting. I guess guns are the new gossip. And you know it's getting bad when love is the new topic. Everybody set to blow. I guess ego's the new rocket. But I'm off it. Russ got it. I'm the fly young bachelor. New Bruce Wayne, new world traveler, new home is the airplane. You can have my old dimes. I always got some spare change laying around at all times. I race my number two hoes. I'm trying to save paper. Cause way later, they might ask for the check. And I don't play waiter. But I'm cooking, swear to God, I'm cooking. He rock. I've been plotting, watching all y'all fuck up from the treetops. Circling above like a vulture. Welcome to the matrix. I'm a glitch in the culture. I'ma break the mold, create my own fucking sculpture. Middle fingers up, bitter as fuck, cause I told you. But hold up, I'm cool. I've been working on my shot. Becoming the change I wanna see in the world like my Hotma. But I still got my vices, still got my drive though, like I still got my license. Still got my light bulb, like I still got my light switch, and that bitch stays flicking. Still got a tight grip on vision and intuition. Devil still throwing parties, I still throw away the invites. Road to success, bitches still trying to hitchhike. Wrapped up in these dreams, still feeling like it's skin tight. Blind faith to the promised land, is still feeling insight. Still rap mean, still sing nice. Still got the hardest fucking beats, boy, I've been tight. Y'all still asleep, damn, I guess I didn't pinch right. Doubt versus belief, still got the whole squad ringside. Your crew still cut, let me show you what I trim like. Still got a German chick blessing me cause insight. Still wanna know your fucking future, show me what your friends like. Cause you are who you hang with, and I'm still here with who I came with. Me and Booker's down for a decade and some change. Bitches diamond in this motherfucker.
For these hoes, that's just how it goes, yeah.